This is Liren Baker, and welcome back to the Kitchen Confidant Podcast. Today, we're chatting with Rebecca Abbott and Jennifer West, the creators of the popular blog Air Frying Foodie, where they inspire cooks to turn to their air fryers with their creative recipes. Jen and Becky's recipes have been featured in the New York Times, MSN, Parade, and more. As air fryer experts, they took their expertise beyond the internet and published Air Fryer All Day, 120 tried and true recipes for family-friendly comfort food. Welcome to the podcast, Jen and Becky.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to meet you both. I always start by asking, and Jen, we'll start with you. What's the first thing that you ever cooked, and about how old were you?
That's a great question. I would probably say hot dogs, and I would say I was probably about 5 or 6. Nothing spectacular.
That's a great one. I actually haven't heard hot dogs yet, surprisingly, because I do remember that's one of the first things that I made too. Huh. So fun.
I would say chocolate chip cookies in my Easy Bake Oven.
Oh, yeah.
I loved making stuff in my Easy Bake Oven.
I know that. You know, do they still make those? I wonder.
They do. I actually bought one for my grandkids, but all the mixes and all the things that come with it are super expensive. Oh. So we re-gifted it.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, that brings back such good memories for me. I wanted to ask you guys, did you know each other before starting Air Frying Foodie? Maybe you can tell us how your worlds collided and how you started working together.
So I've been a food blogger since 2011. I had another site, and I was taking a photography course, and it was just it was during COVID. Everything was shut down. I wasn't really working. I was like, let me do this photography course and, you know, do some more stuff on photography side. And, you know, when things get back going again, I can have that going. And Becky happened to be in the same photography course. And we ended up, it's a huge photography course, but there were like a group of us that got together, and we would just kind of push each other along, you know, just like helping each other, because you had to do specific things to pass this course. They didn't just let you pass, you know, you had to do specific things and show them to the coaches, and they wanted to make sure that you were doing everything correctly. So we met during this course. So we were in this like small group of people that were just kind of helping each other along. She knew I was a blogger. She did great photography. And then I started, because I was already blogging, I just decided to start another group, and it was just specific to air fryers. So I just started a Facebook group. I invited Becky and like maybe 3 or 4 of the girls in there, and maybe 3 of my friends here. So I think it was like a total of 8 people I invited to the group. So we're going through the course and realize, oh gosh, you know, I've got like 100 people in here the next week. And I'm like, I don't even know. These aren't even my friends. I don't even know how these people
are. These people?
Yeah. And then it was like the next week, there was like 1500 people. And then like a couple weeks later, it was like 15,000. And I was just like, this is growing. And because, you know, I've been blogging at this time for 8 years, I was like, this is such, you know, this is obviously popular. I'd already added air frying stuff to my other website. I was like, this would be a great niche site. And Becky and I had started, you know, we had talked in our little group about starting something, and all of us were talking about starting something or whatever. I was probably one of the only bloggers. I think there was one other girl, but the rest of them, they didn't know anything about blogging. So Becky was like, I'd love to start something with you. I don't know anything about blogging. I was like, I'll show you how to do it. So that's it. We were 2 complete strangers in a blogging course that was all online. And we started a business together. So I joke all the time with my kid, you know, I'm like, don't talk to strangers, but you can start a business with them. You know?
Yeah. Sight unseen. I mean, cause you live on opposite sides of the country. Am I right?
We do. Yeah. I'm in Louisiana and she's in Arizona.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And Becky, weren't you a culinary instructor? Did you bring that to the equation?
I did. I taught high school culinary arts and advanced culinary for a couple of years. My background, I love baking. I love cooking, experimenting with the recipes and trying different ingredients. So it, like, you know, what can you substitute for this? And so I loved playing around with it. So it kind of worked out. And that's really how the cheesecake happened. I had just finished a recipe for a blogger of a pumpkin cheesecake, and it frustrated the heck out of me because it kept cracking, or, you know, if you don't do it just right in a water bath, and, you know, all these things. And I thought, I wonder if the air fryer could, what it would do in the air fryer. And in less than 25 minutes, it didn't sink, it didn't crack, and it was smooth and creamy, and it was perfect. So we had air fryer cheesecake, and it is the best cheesecake. So that was actually featured in the New York Times, by the way. That was the one, or one of the ones. And so I like to play around with the recipes. So Jen did, she still teaches me blogging. I'll call her with, I don't know what to do, and she'll help me with that. So I think we're a great team. And now people ask us if we're sisters or, you know, because we have so much in common that it was meant to be.
Yeah, I know. I feel almost like that sisterhood between the two of you. And who would have thought that you would have connected online? So the cheesecake, we have to talk about that because you do include it in the book. And that seems to have been, you call it Rebecca's miracle cheesecake. And it does sound like a miracle. When you think of air fryer, you don't necessarily think of cheesecake. You think of, like, I know for myself, I think of things like chicken nuggets, like reheating chicken nuggets or, you know, fries. So are you saying that that's kind of what started it all for you and started the trajectory maybe?
Not of air frying or our cookbook. It was more just one of those recipes where it's like, what else can the air fryer do? Because I think everyone really boxes it in literally of it can reheat, you know, leftovers or it can make chicken nuggets. And I'll tell you, Jen and I have some amazing recipes. Jen's chicken wings, by the way, are another, I'd call those Jen's miracle chicken wings because they are so crispy. And we just had someone else try them and they're like, I've never had anything like this. Like, how does the air fryer do this? And it's just people don't think outside of what else can the air fryer do? And we like to create recipes that, you know, people don't, not everyone has a full kitchen. And we explain that a lot of people are like, oh, well, you could just boil that in water or throw it in the microwave. Not everyone has access to a full kitchen. So we've been trying to play with, well, let's see if we can do that in the air fryer.
Yeah.
We like to do that and get creative. And so far, like the creme brulee in the cookbook, which is one of Jen's favorites too, you know, a lot of casseroles, people don't realize you don't have to just put meat in there, or you could put stuff in a casserole dish and you can stir it as it's cooking, but it air fries and you've got a great one dish meal. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's basically like a little mini convection oven. Okay. So let's back up.
Okay.
Maybe we have some listeners who don't know what an air fryer is or aren't familiar with this appliance. Maybe you can explain and convince everybody why they need one. Why is it so handy to have in the kitchen? And I see yours in the background, Becky.
Yeah, that's one of, this way. That's one of, gosh, I have, because I like to test them all and different brands and different sizes. So I probably have 13 or 14 different air fryers. So Jen, do you want to, I feel like I don't want to take over the whole conversation. Jen, do you want to explain why everyone needs to have an air fryer?
Well, yeah. And I apologize if I'm going in and out. Apparently I've lost internet at the house. So now I'm tethered to my phone. So apologies.
Oh, wow. Great.
But I will say this, everyone needs one because just like Becky started off at the beginning talking about the first thing she made was chocolate chip cookies in her easy bake oven. The air fryer is the adult version of the easy bake oven. So it really is easy to bake things in, to fry things in, to reheat things in. It makes life easier. So, I mean, like I can have dinner on the table. Of course, I can do lots of dinners on the table in less than 30 minutes and other, you know, appliances if I want to. But the air fryer is really good if you like that fried crispy texture, but you don't want all of the calories and things that go along with having something actually fried. The air fryer is perfect because, you know, it's using the air and the circulation with the heating element. All of those things combined are just, you know, it air crisps your food and it's just amazing. It tastes really good and it tastes like it's fried, but healthier. And she was talking earlier about the cheesecake. The cheesecakes, in my opinion, are actually better in the air fryer than they are actually, and you know, from the oven and doing all the other things that you have to do in the oven. The texture of it is completely, it's different. It's dense, but it's got like an airy, light feeling to it because I think the air circulation just kind of gets in there, and as it's cooking it just makes it different. So I mean, I think if you don't have one, you definitely need to give it a try. There's so many great options out there. Like Becky said, she's got 17 of them, so she could probably tell you which one to start off with and which one you should end up with, which is, you know, there's one that we use all the time. But, you know, we love it. I think everyone should have it. It makes life easier, even reheating foods from, you know, restaurants if you're going out the night before, or if you're, you know, busy and you've got something in the freezer you need to heat up really fast. Chicken breasts, you know, casseroles, like she said. I mean, we've got chicken pot pies, everything. You can do it all in the air fryer. So it's a must have, in my opinion.
I think my favorite part of the air fryer is that you don't have to thaw food.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like with a slow cooker, which I, you know, I'm all about other appliances too, but you know, years ago I used to throw food in the morning, turn it on and then leave for the day. But when you come home, if you forgot to do something, or you're just so tired, you don't have time to do all that meal prep, you can take frozen chicken right from the freezer, stick it in the air fryer, season it, and in 20, 30 minutes, you're going to have golden, juicy chicken. You don't even have to worry about thawing it. It's done.
I had no idea that you could do that. So that is a game changer.
100% for busy families. You come home and you forgot to take something out. You don't have to. You just throw it right in. Frozen pizza, frozen chicken, frozen steak. I've done them all. Jen's done them all. She has done them all. my husband's the steak king of the house. Like the ribeye, the steaks. People will be like, that's sacrilege to do it in the air fryer. And my husband's like, well, you don't know what you're missing, because they're pretty darn good and they're juicy and tender, and he loves them. And you don't have to thaw them. Just when you want it, okay, throw it in there. You don't have to decide, you know, 2 days ahead of time and take it out to thaw.
Yeah, that's so perfect for people like who are just terrible planners like me.
Or busy, you know. Or that's busy. What I would say. You're busy. You're busy. You have other things going on.
Mm-hmm. That is great, because I have all these things that are frozen in my freezer, and I think I'm going to test it tonight.
Do it.
My 13-year-old, like, we get these, I think it's like, I forget the name brand, but they have like these mini frozen tacos. They're like beef and cheese mini tacos. Uh-huh. And we have them. And she's just like, oh my gosh, we've got mini tacos. Like every week I've got to get the mini tacos, because she loves to, you know, you think most kids want the pizza rolls or the chicken nuggets. She's like, no, give me the mini tacos. They take like 6 minutes in the air fryer. So just pop them in there and they're so good. Like you wouldn't think that that would be good in the air fryer, but to keep, you know, all those frozen things they're actually better in the air fryer than putting them in the conventional oven. I mean, or a deep fryer. It's so much better.
No, I agree with you there. And especially when you have hungry teens in the house, it's, I think, a lifesaver. Your book is full of comforting recipes, and you mentioned casseroles earlier. Let's talk about some of them. Like, why do they do so well in the air fryer? And maybe give a couple of examples from your book of maybe what we should try.
Well, I'll tell you one of my favorites, and then Jen can tell you her favorite. So one of my favorites is the harvest casserole, and it's got sweet potato, onion, apples. I'm trying to think of a little bit of brown sugar. And I mean, it's just because everything, I know it sounds weird to put apples, onions, and sweet potatoes all together, but it's amazing when you put all the flavors together. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my brain's all over the place right now. But the reason that it works as a casserole, or that the casseroles work in the air fryer, is because you have one casserole dish, and any pan that you, let me back up and say this, that just about any pan or dish that is oven safe is also air fryer safe. So Pyrex, a cake pan, a springform pan, a casserole dish. We use a large ramekin. You can use a silicone pan or pot. Those are all good to use in air fryers. And it's nice because you can put it all in one dish, stick it in the air fryer, and maybe it takes 15 to 20 minutes, and I'll stir it every 5 to 10 minutes, so once or twice. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to think about it. And then when it's done, you've got this, oh, and kielbasa. That's right. Sausage. Ooh, sausage, yeah. I'm like, oh, the most important thing. What am I forgetting? And so it's like all put together, and you've got this one meal that's got everything in it. And that's why I like to do the casseroles in them, in the air fryer. It's just, it's one great meal. There's also, I want to say it was the enchilada casserole where it's got the meat and the cheese and olives and onions. And then I had a, like a spicy cornbread mix. And I was like, I'm going to pour this on top and air fry it. And it worked and it cooked the cornbread topping. So that's in the cookbook as well. So when you scoop into it, you've got this spicy cornbread on top, and then you've got all this yummy meat and vegetables underneath. So it's like, it's literally like a hearty comfort meal, but it's all in one casserole dish.
Sounds so good.
Jen, what's your favorite?
So you just said my favorite. Oh. Which is the tamale casserole, actually.
Oh, was it the tamale?
It's the tamale casserole, yeah. There is an enchilada casserole in there, but it doesn't have the cornbread topping. The tamale casserole does have the cornbread topping. So it's phenomenal, though. But yeah, that's, I think you were like trying to mesh them both together. I was like, she's saying my favorite now.
We have some good breakfast casseroles too, though. But you have like the cinnamon roll.
Yeah, there's a cinnamon roll casserole, and then there's like chicken and waffles casserole that's really good. We have tons of stuff in there. It's hard to pick. I mean, there's some good ones. Cowboy casserole. I'm not sure if that's actually in there.
I think it is.
I know the pizza casserole. Is it? Yeah, the cowboy casserole is a great one. It's, you know, ground beef and corn and some vegetables, and then you've got this tater tot topping to it with cheese, and that's just, I mean, those are hearty dishes. I wouldn't say they're heart healthy, but they're hearty.
Well, it's definitely comfort food. And I think the other thing that surprised me too is that you also have a lot of special occasion, I call it special occasion food, like lobster tail or crab legs. Maybe you can explain why things like lobster tail works better than maybe steaming.
So those are other dishes that I play around with. I love crab legs, and I have a steamer that takes like 15 minutes to get the water hot and then another 10 to 15 minutes to actually steam the crab legs. So I thought, well, let me try them in the air fryer. And now these are pre-cooked legs, obviously. So, you know, so I threw them in the air fryer in like 3 or 4 minutes, they were hot. And I think they're better because the air fryer takes the moisture out of the shell. You do want to watch them and not do it for more than 3 or 4 minutes, but they just crack open so easy and the meat just comes right out.
Because sometimes when you steam the legs, they kind of become soft and malleable and maybe almost not rubbery, but
I know what you mean.
Oh my gosh, that's smart.
Yeah. And so in the air fryer, you just crack them, and I was like, so one, there's no water that I have to wait to have it get to that steam point and then have to clean that up after. It's literally putting them in the basket 3 or 4 minutes, and then they're ready and you crack them. And I'm like, that was cool. So I tried lobster tail next, and those were uncooked. And I did the same thing. I cut the shell, lifted the meat up, and I want to say, I don't remember the exact time, it might've been like 6 minutes, but I brushed butter and garlic on it first so that it permeated into the meat as it air fried, and perfect.
It tastes so good. It's amazing.
I love that so much because, you know, there are times when we have lobster tail and I need it in a recipe and I don't necessarily want to have to deal with the cleanup. Yeah, it's just a mess. So I am going to try that next time. I think that's great. And even if you're using that to build other recipes, I think that the air fryer comes in handy. Like, let's say you're going to make lobster rolls. Well, you could do the part of the lobster tails in the air fryer. Or I noticed like a lot of your vegetable recipes, I was just thinking, oh, your roasted butternut squash would be perfect if you were either eating it plain or just building up onto like another recipe that maybe like you're using it in a soup or a casserole. So yeah. Okay. You mentioned breakfast before. I think this is a challenge for so many of us. What are maybe your favorite ones that will help busy families on the go? Cause I know mornings are busy and you just want to get out the door. So what do you suggest?
Well, if you want healthy, we have the egg bites. Those are really easy. And I did those in silicone muffin liners. Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about those is you can crack an egg in each one and whisk it up and then have like a buffet of like cheese and chopped veggies and, you know, onions and bell peppers and tomatoes, and let everybody make their own what they want in it. And then you can air fry them ahead of time and then just keep them in the fridge. And throughout the week, you can heat them up for a minute and they've got these egg bites to go. And if you want unhealthy, you can make the donuts or the strawberry scones.
Jen, what's your favorite for breakfast?
Oh, I was just going to say that and this isn't even in the book, but the things that I like to do, because every morning I'm using the air fryer for my daughter for breakfast. So she loves like the hash brown patties and she loves like sausage, mm-hmm. you know, and so I'll make her pancakes and I'll use the air fryer to do the hash browns and the sausage. And then she's got like this buffet breakfast in the morning and she absolutely loves it. I mean, she used to do cereal and now she's like, this is so much better. And it really is, because I know she's getting more protein, you know, so it's good. She loves it. But it just makes things easier for me while I'm doing pancakes. The air fryer is helping me out with the rest of it. And it's so much better. I mean, sure, I probably could use the microwave for a minute and get those reheated if I wanted to, but using the air fryer, just, it makes everything taste fresh. And you'll hear that. I mean, you can probably Google a bazillion stories about even reheating pizza in the air fryer. It just makes it taste so fresh. It's almost more, it tastes better sometimes than even like the original delivery, because it gives that extra little crisp to all the toppings to it. So it's good. So we love to use it in the mornings for sure.
Yeah.
Microwave makes things rubbery sometimes, like leftover chicken.
Yeah.
I just can't microwave that. It's just rubbery. So the air fryer just makes it fresh, like you just made it again.
Yeah. It also reminded me, like, you know, if you have, let's say, half a loaf of sourdough bread that you need to refresh, you know, that would be perfect in there too. Oh, so many uses. Mm-hmm. Such a handy, you know, honestly, I got my air fryer maybe a year or so ago, and I don't know why I waited so long. Okay. So let's just bring this back quickly to your Easy Air Fryer Recipes Facebook community, because I feel like they started it all for you. What is your community like? Do they help with the book? Are they excited about it? And maybe you could just tell us about them.
Go ahead, Jen.
It's a huge group. Yeah, it's a huge group. There's, it's at 2.4 million. It's getting close to 2.5 million. But I mean, every day, I mean, Becky and I are like the only admins, because we really wanted to keep it us, you know. We do have someone that helps us moderate comments, because it's hard, you know, for us to do all of it. But every day there's so many people that are sharing recipes. So it's not just us. Tons of people are sharing recipes, and from all over the world. And I think it's created like a great community, because people are getting recipes that they thought would never try. And we get so many like great comments in the group, people just thanking us for the group and thanking us for, you know, sharing recipes that, you know, they've got started with our group and they've learned so much about the air fryer, and they never would have thought to put, you know, a specific recipe in the air fryer. And we always tell them in the group, you know, to start small. We tell everybody that, though. Start small. Start with your frozen foods first, and then start with reheating something, and then start with something small, just a few ingredients, and just kind of build yourself up. But the group is amazing, because everyone in there, like, I think they're so used to that now. The engagement's really high, but people just love to be in there, and they find the recipes and they'll reshare them, and it's great. The book's done really well. We have a lot of people that have shared the book, and in our group, they've shared some of the recipes that they've made in the group. So I know, I think it was last week, or maybe it was the week before, one of the ladies had made the tamale pie, and she's like, this is the best tamale pie I've ever had. And it was so fast, and it turned out perfect in the air fryer. I never thought I could air fry tamale pie. I mean, it was just, it's great. So it's good. And there's so many people that share so many different recipes that everyone can find anything, you know, that they're looking for, really.
That's so awesome. It's nice. And I bet you had a bunch of recipe testers ready and willing when you were making your book.
It's funny, when we did the recipe testing, we really did it mostly with friends and family, because we wanted that, like, we wanted that personal feedback. You know, a complete stranger probably would tell you if it was horrible, but your friends and your family are definitely going to tell you if it's horrible. You're like, that's horrible. Try again. But so we really tested mostly with them, but we actually did get a lot of ideas from the group. So that was great. So they helped out that way. But testing wise, it was our friends and family, and they didn't complain about it. I mean, they loved it. I mean, her husband Mark, he was always like, "What's for that? You know, what's next?" You know, and she's like, "Filet mignon or ribeye steak." He wasn't complaining.
My son-in-law still gives me a hard time about all the cheesecakes, because there for a while he was getting a cheesecake a day, a different flavor of cheesecake, and he still gives me a hard time about that because he gained some weight, and I'm like, "Hey, listen." It was for the family. Take one for the team.
Yeah. He has to pull his weight, literally. Oh, that's so fun. Well, Jen and Rebecca, it was so great to chat with you. I have just a few quick closing questions before I let you both go. What's something that you make when you're too tired to cook? And it doesn't have to be in the air fryer, but you need an emergency dinner.
Probably frozen pizza.
Oh, yeah, that. I'll do frozen taquitos, actually, and then get like some lettuce and some sour cream and salsa and cheese and just kind of make like a chicken taquito, I don't know, salad. It's just what it turns out to be. But I love doing that.
That sounds super good. Easy. Yeah, I love it. What's the one recipe that you treasure the most?
I like the chicken wings. I mean, like the chicken wings for me are like my favorite. Like if that's my go-to, jalapeno poppers are probably right behind that.
Yeah. I was going to say probably jalapeno poppers.
They're so good and they're so easy. Bacon wrapped shrimp, probably right up there with them. Becky knows. I will eat all of them. I literally did this summer.
We made a batch when we were together and they disappeared really fast.
Well, all the things you mentioned are perfect for game day. We're heading into the Super Bowl at the time of recording, but this is going to air after. But now I'm thinking, oh, that would be good. That would be good too. Mm-hmm. Air fryer is going to get a lot of work. Are you a messy cook or a neat cook? Jen, we'll start with you.
I'm probably a neat cook. I'm cleaning up as I go. I can't handle a mess next to me. So I'm usually pretty neat about cleaning as I'm cooking.
I'm a neat cook. It's actually bugging me that those bananas are sitting on the counter. My husband put them there. I'm like,
So they don't live there.
The knives need to be moved over a little bit. I'm just like, my OCD. So I'm a neat cook. I clean up as I go.
That's awesome. What's a good kitchen tip that you can share with everyone?
Well, when I taught culinary, one of the biggest things would be have everything out, ready, measured ahead of time, because I can't tell you how many times I didn't follow that. And I'd be halfway through a recipe or start a recipe and then realize I'm missing something and you have to adapt. But also it's kind of fun to experiment. If you do want to try a different flavor, try different things. Take your favorite recipe and swap one ingredient and try to, you know, try to experiment and have fun in the kitchen, so that food should never be boring. It should always be something that you enjoy. And if you're not enjoying what you're eating, stop eating it and move on to something else. And you should have fun with what you're eating.
I agree. Jen, any tips?
I would say the same. Always be prepared, you know, especially if you're making something huge. I'm in Louisiana. We like to do gumbo and etouffee. So you've got a lot of different things that are going into those. And if you don't have it laid out, ready to go, you're going to forget something and you're going to be almost done. You're going to be like, oh, one of the main ingredients isn't in here. That usually happens to me. So I learned my lesson a long time ago. And then, like she said too, don't be afraid to veer off of the yellow brick road whenever you're making something. I think the first time that I ever did that, it was with pancakes. Like I found a pancake recipe that I loved and they were like these perfect fluffy pancakes, but I wanted to add more to it. So I started adding like vanilla flavoring and I'd add some cinnamon to it and a little bit of melted butter. And it just changed the flavor of the pancake so much, and it didn't change the way they came out. So just don't be afraid to experiment with your ingredients and just make sure you always have everything measured out ahead of time so that you know you're not forgetting something important.
You don't want to leave anything out. That would be bad.
Yeah.
Every week I try to share 5 little things with my audience, something that made me smile or made me think. Is there anything that made you smile this week?
Does it have to be cooking related?
No, it could be anything.
Well, we got a new puppy.
Oh.
And he makes me smile every minute that we've had him. We got him from a rescue and he's sleeping next to me right now. He has been the best fun little thing. It's been a couple of years since my last puppy, my last dog, passed away. And so I hadn't been ready, and, he's been making me smile all week. He follows me around. He's my little shadow.
What's his name?
We named him Loki.
Loki.
He's very, mischievous, and he'll appear like, where'd you come from? And he actually chewed my phone cord this morning. So I was like, oh boy, like he's just going to be so fun.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, congrats on the pup.
Thank you.
Anything that made you smile?
I just recently moved, and I think one of the neatest things that makes me smile, and it has been over the last couple of weeks, there's a piano that's right next to the kitchen. And so when I'm in there and I'm cooking, my daughter will get in there on the piano, and she's gotten so good. And I just love it. I sit there and I'll just stare at her in awe, because I don't play the piano, and she just does these amazing things. And so sometimes I'll just stare in awe. And it's funny, because she'll turn around, and she's 13. So she'll turn around, and she's like, Mom, that's so creepy. You're staring
at me. I was going to say, you should start recording. That'd be even more creepy.
I've actually done that. I sneak pictures every once in a while. She hasn't caught me doing that yet.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. I used to creep on my daughter too, and she would tinker on the piano, or even when the piano tuner would come, I'd be like, because, you know, sometimes it's just, even if a different person's playing, it's like, oh, that sounds so nice. And,
yeah.
Oh, how nice. That's so fun.
Well, how about you? What's something that's made you smile this week?
Okay, well, last night I just happened to see a video of Kelly Clarkson doing a, she was doing a cover. Yes, and she was doing a cover of, and I'm like, I can't think of it, but it's a song from the Bangles, Eternal Flame. Look it up.
Oh my gosh, I have to do that. Yes.
See, I want the whole song, and I want it on Spotify so I could listen to it like again and again. I think her voice is sounding stronger than ever, and it just sounded really good. So look it up.
She has such an amazing voice.
Well, it was so good to chat with you too. Thank you so much for spending time with me. And I just want everyone to know where to find you both, where they can find your recipes, where they can find the book. It's really fun. I'm seriously going to cook from it today. I have some eggplants. I want to make the stuffed eggplant that's in there. I think that's perfect for tonight.
Good. So, feel free to share in the Facebook group. We'd love to see pictures. And
yeah, I will.
And if you need help with something, feel free to reach out.
I think that's what's really cool about this book, because with your community, if anyone out there buys the book, they had a question for you guys, you're very accessible. So anyway, speaking of accessible, where should they find you?
They can find us in the Easy Air Fryer Recipes group on Facebook, also at Air Frying Foodie on Facebook, on Pinterest as well, and airfryingfoodie.com.
And on Instagram, Air Frying Foodie.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Instagram.
Oh, yeah. She does the Instagram. Always forget it.
Well, you guys are a perfect team. So this has been great. You guys are inspiring me. Thank you so much. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I was telling Jen and Becky that I pretty much use my air fryer every day, so I know their book is going to get a lot of use. If you're looking for some new recipes to try in your air fryer, I hope you check it out. They have everything from breakfast to dessert. Thank you again to Jen and Becky for joining us today, and to you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate it, share it with a friend, and join us again next time. Until then, happy cooking.